You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord made, and we shall rejoice. Hallelujah, and be glad in it. I am Mika, and welcome to Thank You, Jesus, our time of prayer. Amen. A time of consecration, a time of getting quiet before the Lord, presenting ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, that we be not conformed to this world, that we be not conformed to situations, that we be not conformed to circumstances, that we be not conformed to feelings. Come on, somebody. That we be not conformed to thoughts and mindsets that's out of the will, promises, plans, inheritance of God. That we be not conformed by emotions, that we be not conformed by past, that we be not conformed by trauma, that we be not conformed by rejection and disappointment and betrayal, that we be not conformed, hallelujah, to instances of happenings by hurt people. Oh, Jesus. Somebody say hurt people, that we be not conformed. Hallelujah. That we be not conformed to brokenness, that we be not conformed to bitterness, that we be not conformed. Hallelujah. But we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove God's good, perfect, and acceptable will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, oh God, for this place of marination. Thank you for this place, oh God, of hydration. Thank you for this place of nourishment. Thank you for this place where we can unload. Thank you for this place, hallelujah, where we can come to de-stress. Thank you for this place, hallelujah, where we can cast our cares. Yes, Lord, thank you for your presence. Woo, Lord, thank you for your glory. Thank you for this place where we can worship. Thank you for this place of alignment, realigning, oh God. Thank you for this place of adjustment. Thank you, oh God, for this place of a focus. Thank you for this place of refocusing ourselves, our minds, our hearts, on you, oh God. Thank you for this place of hope. Thank you for this place of faith. Thank you for this place of trust. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that we're this place where we can continually come, continually press, continually seek your face. Thank you that you don't get tired of us, oh God. Thank you for this place of perfection unto you, oh God. Ah, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for this place of healing. Thank you for this place of renewal. Jesus. Oh, I feel your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for this place, hallelujah, where we can learn of you. Thank you for this place, hallelujah, where we can come to you, all of us who are weary, all of us who are heavy laden, that we may find rest. Thank you for this place of rest. Thank you for this place of sanctification. Thank you for this place of cleansing. Thank you for this place of purification. Thank you for this place of forgiveness. Yes, Lord. Thank you for this place of anointing. Thank you for this place of strengthening. Oh, God, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for this place, oh God, hallelujah, of comfort. Thank you for this place of nearness and intimacy with you, oh God. Thank you for this place where you inhabit. Thank you for this place where we hear you, oh God. Ah, yeah, kandiri bogoro sandaraya. Thank you, oh God. Yebo shanda yabasaya. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this place where we are. Well, you are interceding on our behalf. Thank you. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for this place of fresh hearing. Thank you for this place of fresh perspective. Mm-hmm. Ooh, thank you for this place of the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your blood, oh God. Oh, thank you for this place, Karabasaya, of sacrifice. Yes, I am reminded of Jesus in the sacrifice. The sacrifice you made, oh God, of Jesus. How did that feel? Mm-hmm. So whatever it is you're asking us to sacrifice, whatever it is that you're asking us to let go of, whatever it is that you're asking us to stop, whatever it is that you're asking us to give up, whatever it is that you're asking us to pry our hands off, that we can pry our hands on you, that we can cleave to you, hallelujah, that we won't give up on you. What can separate us from the love of Jesus? Hallelujah. Rabasikionda. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We're saying yes to you. Hallelujah. What can separate us from the love of God? What can separate us from the love of Christ? Yes. Okay, I might as well just read it. Mm-hmm. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Hallelujah. Who or what shall make and cause my faith to waver? Who or what? Ah, hallelujah. We are steadfast, oh God, immovable in you, oh God. Who, Yebos, shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? No! Shall distress? No! Or persecution? No! Or famine? No! Or nakedness? No! Or peril? No! Or sword? No! Ooh, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Come on, somebody. Through him that loved us. Ooh, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I just heard somebody say, but I don't feel like I'm more than conqueror. It's not a feeling thing, baby. It's not a feeling thing, son, man of God. It's not a feeling thing, daughter. Hallelujah, child of God, woman of God, it is a faith thing. Hallelujah, we're not looking to our feelings to dictate, to tell us, to inform us. Hallelujah, matter of fact, faith, hallelujah, at some points in times will not align with our feelings. Yes, we got to get our feelings to catch up with the faith. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Mm-hmm. Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you for this word. Let me tell you, this is God, because I did not have this planned, okay? I did not have this planned. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Nothing is separating us from the love of Christ. Nothing is separating and causing my faith to waver, hallelujah, in this season, in next season, in all the seasons of our life, of my life. Hallelujah. I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. Amen. The Bible speaks about in the same book, Romans, it speaks about Abraham being who, let me just read it. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Let's just read it. Let's just read it. Shall we just read it? Shall we just read it? Shall we just read it? I'm going to turn to Romans chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. Bear with me as I turn. Thank you, Lord. We're worshiping. Yes, we are. We're worshiping. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Yes. Listen, the whole, should I read it from the message? The whole, the Romans chapter 4, starting at verse 1, it said, the title says, Trusting God. Let's read it from the message and see. So how do we fit what we know of Abraham, our first father in the faith, into this new way of looking at things? If Abraham, by what, listen, who is Abraham? Abraham is the father of faith, okay? Abraham is the father of faith. Yes! Thank you, oh God, for this place where we are getting faith. Our faith is being renewed. Come on, I'm in the faith gym. That's where we are. That is where we are. The just shall live by faith. And if my feelings are contradicting my faith, okay, feelings, you got to get under subjection, okay? If my emotions are contradicting my, are in contradiction with my faith, guess who's going to move? Guess who has to move? It's not our faith. It's my emotions. Yes, Lord. Oh, my gosh. You're so good. My emotions got to do the adjusting, not my faith. My feelings got to do the adjusting. Not my faith. Any type of adjusting my faith needs to do is a strengthening. It's an increasing. And faith cometh by hearing and what? Hearing the word of God. Yes, we're getting faith today. I'm getting faith to know that I am healed. Oh, shout out, boss. I'm getting faith to know that my God is providing. We are getting faith to know, hallelujah, rebasaya, that my God, the word shall come to pass. Woo, the word that God spoke shall come to pass. If Abraham... By what I'm reading out of the message, I don't know. We're just going to see what it says. Okay. I did not have this plan, but the Holy Spirit is leading us. Somebody say, lead us, Holy Spirit, lead us. Oh, Jesus. Hold on. I'm full with the Spirit. Okay. If Abraham, by what he did for God, got God to approve him, he could certainly have taken credit for it. But the story we're given is a God story, not an Abraham story. Somebody say, this is a God story, not a Mika story. Put your name in there. This is a God story, not a story, okay? It's a God. Listen, I just heard the Spirit. It's a God story, not a Mary story. It wasn't about Mary. It was about God, okay? Shout out, boss. It is a God story. I just heard the Lord again. It is a God story, not a Jesus story. It's all started with God. Hallelujah. You got to be in the Spirit to catch it. It is Jesus. It's a Jesus story because it's a God story. What we read in Scripture is Abraham entered into what God was doing for him, and that was the turning point. Somebody say, it's turning around in my favor. It's turning around in my favor. I don't have to see it. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to see it first. Everything happens in the spirit realm first. Hallelujah. The unseen. Somebody say, the unseen realm. That's the faith realm. That's where I get my seeing. That's where I get my knowing. That's where I get my being. Oh, Shandaya. That's where I get my identity. Okay. What we read in scripture is Abraham entered into what God was doing for him, and that was the turning point. Yes, again, it's turning around in my favor. It's turning around in your favor. I might say, it's turning around in my favor. He trusted God to set him right instead of trying to be right on his own. Ooh, Jesus. I'm trusting God. We are trusting God to get us right. We are trusting God and not our own self. We're trusting you, God, and not man. We're trusting you, God. Hallelujah. You are the appointment. And because you are the appointment, man can't disappoint. Yes. Yes. When I'm so appointed in God and by God, what can disappoint me? Oh, come on. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Mm-hmm. And so what we need to do is we stay at that faith place until everything is aligned. And that's my thinking. And that's my moving. And that's how I'm living and moving and having my being. It's impossible for you to disappoint me when God is appointing me. Okay. Verse 4 through 5, this is the Message Bible, Message version, remember? If you're a hard worker and do a good job, you deserve your pay. We don't call your wages a gift, but if you see that the job is too big for you, that it's something only God can do, and you trust him to do it, somebody say, do it, Lord! Do it, Lord, how you choose to do it. Mm-hmm. Do it how you choose to do it. You can never do it for yourself, no matter how hard and long you worked. Yeah, somebody say, stop trying. That's how we need to give up. Stop trying and in your own vein. Stop trying to do it in your own. Let God do it. Take your hands off of it. Take your hands off of it. Take your mind off of it. Oh, Shandobos. For somebody, take your heart off of it. Yes, Lord. It's something only God can do. The healing you need, only God can do. The deliverance you need, only God can do. The increase, the gain, the financial blessing you need, only God can do. Mm-hmm. Only God can do. The reconciliation, only God can do. The restoration, only God can do. Yes. The healing, the emotional healing, that place of needing emotional healing and deliverance from all the things in the bad, only God can do. Ooh, Lord, teach us how to depend on you. Teach us how to look to you. Teach us how to trust in you. Teach us how to wait for you. Teach us how to wait on you. Teach us, Lord, let us fall in love. If there's a blessing in the place of wait, scripture informs us of that. Mm-hmm. Something happens in the place of wait. There's a reason why the enemy, right, the little trickster tries to get us to despise the waiting place. Scripture says that they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. You think he wants that to happen to us? There, we have to, like, really get into a place of, wait a minute, why is wait not why am I not considering the wait place a beautiful place? There's something that happens in that place. And we're spiritually like deaf and blind and dumb to it. Mm-hmm. Let's look at our reactions. Let's look at our reactions. Let's look at our response when it comes to waiting. And we're being tricked out of our blessing. Lord, help us. Ooh, let us not grieve the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we're grieving the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is in the wait place and we choosing to do other than. Oh, Jesus. Let us not grieve the Holy Spirit, choosing to be impatient. Oh, Holy Spirit, speak to us, Lord. That is something only God can do. Listen, only God can do that breakthrough. What does the Bible say? With God, all things are possible. There's nothing impossible with him. It's the only God can do. Yes. 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 So sometimes when we're at the, or all the time, when we're at the end of us, yes, because I just recognize that this is a God thing, not a Mika thing. You can never do it for yourself, no matter how hard and long you worked. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, I'm not spinning my wheels in this season. I'm not going to be the hamster on the wheel this season. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be chasing my own tail this season. Mm-hmm. No, no. I'm not burning myself out this season. I'm not hustling in a hardship fashion this season. I'm not robbing Peter to pay Paul in this season. Yes, Shataya, only God can do this. You know what? I'm fixating myself on trusting the Lord. I'm not fixating myself on the problem. I'm not fixating myself on the pain. I'm not fixating myself on the storm. I'm not fixating myself on what they did. I'm not fixating myself on what they didn't do. I'm not fixating myself on the circumstance. I'm not fixating myself on the feelings that when the feelings don't align with what God is saying. I'm not fixating myself on anything. I'm not fixating myself on even my success. So come on, somebody. I'm not fixating. Somebody say, I'm not fixating myself on anything. On anything but God. I'm not fixating myself on anything but what God said. I'm not fixating myself on anything but faith. That the joy of the Lord is our strength. God will give us a joy in a time where the world and the things dictate we should be sorrowful. Oh no, I'm fixating myself on God. Woo! I'm not fixating myself, hallelujah, karaya, on the brokenness. I'm not fixating myself on the fixating myself on the blessing. I'm fixating myself on the blesser. We're fixating ourselves on the creator. You, oh God, creator of heaven and earth. Why would I fixate myself on anything less than? He's the creator of heaven and earth. What can he not do in an instant? Oh my God. Somebody. Shata robo sondia. We're fixating ourselves. I'm fixated on you, God. I'm not even fixating myself on my loved ones. I'm not fixating myself on my spouse. We're not fixating ourselves on the one that we're just so in love with. No. Somebody said that's trouble. I'm setting myself up for trouble when I fixate myself on anything other than God. I'm setting myself up for trouble. We are gonna set ourselves up for success. And how do you set yourself up for success, Pastor Mika? Mika, how do you set yourself up for success? I'm glad you asked. We're fixating ourselves on God. I'm depending on God. I'm leaning on God. Not our own understanding. I don't have to understand. I don't have to know. It doesn't have to make sense to me. We're fixating ourselves on you, Lord. We're fixating ourselves on you, Lord. Let my heart be fixated on you. Let my heart be fixated on you, that you are the love. You are the love of my life. You are. So when you're the love of my life, you're the hope of my life. And when you're the hope of my life, nothing can be deferred. Because you are adding all things. Yes, yes. It is absolutely true that in the midst, you are the love of my life. My heart is fixed on you. That people will baffle. Wait a minute. You just went through A, B, C, and D, and you got all this joy, and you got all this peace? Yeah. This is called being fixated on God. You can have such trust and sleep in the midst of a storm? Yes. This is called being fixated on God. That now my response is a God-fearing, a godly, a God-aligned, a God-ordained response. Yes, and not an earthly one, but a heaven one, a heaven on earth one. Let's continue reading, shall we? See that the job is too big for you, that it's something only God can do, and you trust him to do it. Do you trust him? Help us with trusting you, Lord. Teach us how to trust you, Lord. We're not leaving this place, hallelujah, until our trust is healed and corrected in you, Lord. And you trust him to do it? You can never do it for yourself, no matter how hard or long you worked. Well, that trusting him to do it is what gets you set right with God, by God. Sheer gift. David confirms this way of looking at it, saying that the one who trusts God to do the putting everything right without insisting on having a say in it. Jesus, what? 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 Oh, my God. We need to, this is meditating reading. This is not no reading that we can do and then just quickly reading. We need to meditate on this. From the Message version and then whatever other version God tells you to go to. Maybe the Amplified, the New Living Translation, the ESV, the NIV, the NLT, the KJV, the NKJV, all of them. David confirms this way of looking at it, saying that the one who trusts God, trusts God. Can we just stop right there? Trust God. Trust God. Yeah. Okay, easier said than done. So, trust God. It's hard to trust. Okay, so what if it's hard? So what if it's trust? I'm not moving from this prayer place. I'm not moving from this place until I'm trusting you, God, is seeping out of my pores. To trusting you, God, is my identity. That when people see me, it's like, oh, that's trust God right there. Oh, that's trust God. Look, she's not moved. Look, he's not moved. Yeah. So you know what? These elements and things that takes place in our life, they're only indicators of, it's time to grow. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for the disruption. Yes. Thank you, oh God, for the feelings of being disoriented. Thank you, oh God, for the letdowns. Thank you, oh God, for the breakups. Thank you, oh God, for the firing. offerings. Thank you, oh God, for whatever the thing is that brought me disappointment and heartache and crying. Thank you, oh God, this is a chance and an opportunity. I'm trusting you, God. I'm trusting you to put it together. I'm trusting you to make it right. I'm trusting you to make a way. I'm trusting you to do the impossible. We're trusting you, God. Somebody say, calm down, Mika. Mm-mm. I'm trusting God. I can't calm down. I'm trusting God. Ooh, somebody say, turn up, Mika. Uh-huh. David confirms this way of looking at it, saying that the one who trusts God to do putting everything right without insisting on having a say in it is one fortunate man. Oh my gosh. Ooh. Oh my gosh. This is so, like, am I the only one that's saying that this is so good? Putting everything right without insisting on, I don't need to have my way. The problem is we want to have our way so much. We so self up in the mix. When God is saying, get self out of the way and put God, put me in that place. Where self is, put me there. Mm-hmm. See, when God is there and not self, then I don't even recognize that you just hurt my feelings. You didn't hurt my feelings. You didn't come against me. Come on, you're not fighting against me. You're fighting against God. Oh, Jesus. Ah. Oh, Lord. Oh, my Father, my Father. Yeah, I want to be one fortunate man. Yes, I said man. I want to be one fortunate. Somebody say, I want to be one fortunate man. Being one fortunate man is trusting God, depending on God, letting him do it, and we not having no say-so. So if I just got to sit back and be quiet, I'm going to sit back and be quiet because that is the powerful place. Sheesh. Sheesh. Silence is a weapon, ladies and gentlemen, sons and daughters of God. Yeah, so we think we got to fight. Listen. Mm-hmm. Silence. Silence is the response. Silence. Let God talk. Let God send the messages. He know how to get the message. Silence. Silence. That is a weapon. That is a powerful place. You know how I know? Go turn to in the Gospels and see Jesus going to the cross. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Silence is a powerhouse. Silence is a weapon. Silence, amen, invites God in. Silence says, cut to God. Yes. Silence says, let's turn and look at God now because he's about to. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Oh, my Father. Mm-hmm. When we're unable, and listen, please know that when I'm saying it's because this is how we should be talking, what we're saying, and I just simply want you to be repeating for your own self, taking ownership of this narrative and way of thinking and talking, okay? Thank you, Lord. Silence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Silence. So when I'm unable to speak in alignment with heaven, I'm going to be silent until I'm able to. Mm-hmm. When my emotions are saying one thing, I'm not going to speak out of emotions. I'm going to be silent. Bring the until them emotions and flesh and feelings are in alignment with what heaven is saying. And if, and only if, God has me to speak, then shall I speak. I'm not wasting my breath. I'm not fighting this fight. Yeah, I'm giving up. Uh-huh. because I'm not fighting the fight. So I'm giving it up. I've been trying to fight the fight. No, I'm giving up and I'm letting God fight. Me moving out the way, that's me saying, oh, okay, I'm giving this up. Here, God, go ahead. I'm tagging you in. Yes, Lord. I'm not doing it. God is doing it. I'm trusting him to do it. I'm trusting him to defend us. Say, I'm trusting him to defend me. I'm trusting him to avenge me. I'm trusting him to promote me. I'm trusting him to publicize me. I'm trusting him to highlight me. I'm trusting him to repair me. I'm trusting him to heal me. I'm trusting him to renew me. I'm trusting him to bring me joy. I'm trusting him to cause what he said to come to pass. We're trusting him. We're trusting him. Fortunate those whose crimes are whisked away, whose sins are wiped clean from the slate. Fortunate the person against whom the Lord does not keep score. Yes. Do you think for a minute that this blessing is only pronounced over those of us who keep our religious ways and are circumcised? Or do you think it's possible that the blessing could be given to those who never even heard of our ways, who were never brought up in the disciplines of God? We all agree, don't we, that it was by embracing what God did for him that Abraham was declared fit before God. So mind you, this is Paul speaking to the church in Rome, right? Getting them aligned with God's grace. Now think, was the declaration made before or after he was marked by the covenant rite of circumcision? That's right, before he was marked. That means that he underwent circumcision as evidence and confirmation of what God had done long before to bring him into this acceptable standing with himself. And after God, he had embraced with his whole life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And after God, he had embraced with his whole life. I'm embracing. We are embracing. Lord, help us to embrace you with our whole life. Every aspect. Scripture says to acknowledge you in all things. The little bitty, itty, itty, teeny, weeny, mundane, seeming thing, all things. And it means, verse 12, and it means further that Abraham is father of all people. I thank you, O God, that the blessing of Abraham is upon us. The blessing of Abraham is upon you. The blessing of Abraham is upon us. We are seeds of Abraham. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for the blessing on us that maketh us rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you, O God, that even seed time and harvest, we thank you, O God, that we will forever continually be sowing seeds. And as we're sowing seeds, we're reaping a bountiful harvest. And for some of us, hallelujah, it's a harvest fast approaching. We are fast approaching a harvest season. The season is changing. I'm reminded of Isaac, who sowed in the land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold. Yes, we're reaping. Some of us, hallelujah, are reaping a hundredfold. Some of us are entering into fast approaching a reaping season, a harvest season, a plentiful season, reaping in areas and ways that you did not even sow. And may we forever, continually, forever be sowers, O God. And it means further that Abraham is the father of all people. Yes. Didn't she already read that? She sure did. And she's reading it again. A father of all people who embrace what God does for them while they are still on the outs with God as yet unidentified as gods in an uncircumcised condition. It is precisely these people in this condition who are called set right by God with God. Abraham is also, yes, we are right by God, not by our works, but by our faith, by the grace of God. Amen. Abraham is also, of course, father of those who have undergone the religious rite of circumcision, not just because of the ritual, but because they were willing to live in the risky, listen. They were willing to live in the risky faith embrace of God's action for them. Yes. Living by faith, yeah, that's a risky. I'm taking the risk. Come on. God will have us taking risks living in faith by faith. Amen. Mm-hmm. Walking by faith. Yes. Walking by faith is not for the faint of heart. Come on, somebody. It's adventure. It's action-packed. If this was a movie, it's action-packed. Amen. It is that mission impossible called possible. Yes. Come on, it's jumping off airplanes, jumping from building to building. Faith. Step out on faith. Start the thing. Step out on faith. It's not because of the bank account. It's not because of the resume. It's not because of the people we know. Matter of fact, he may close all of them doors. And if we're too busy looking at things from our perspective, we'll be crying and disappointed by these doors that's closing. When he's straight up, it's like, you should be excited right now because of what I'm doing. Somebody said, let's get our focus on God. Falling in love with Jesus. Yes, Lord. Falling in love. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm not as in love with Jesus as I thought I was. Yeah, Jesus. I guess. The way I'm acting and responding and thinking and fearful and this and that, maybe I'm not in love as much as I thought I was. Help us to get in love. Let you be our first love, Lord God. Risky faith embrace of God's action for them, the way Abraham lived long before he was marked by circumcision. That famous promise God gave Abraham that he and his children would possess the earth was not given because of something Abraham did or would do. God does not need our help regarding the promise that he spoke to us. He does not need our help. He does not need me. He don't need me. He don't need you. He don't need we. Hallelujah. He just needs us to believe. He just needs our faith. He don't even, he don't need us. He just wants our relationship with him. That's what he wants. It was based on God's decision to put everything together for him, which Abraham then entered when he believed. Okay, didn't he just say, just need you to believe? If those who get what God gives them only get it by doing everything they are told to do and filling out all the right forms properly signed, that eliminates personal trust completely and turns the promise into an ironclad contract. That's not a holy promise. That's a business deal. A contract drawn up. Oh, God's giving contracts. We're about to be signing some things, signing some deals, signing some. Okay, that's for some of us. A contract drawn up by a hard-nosed lawyer and with plenty of fine print only makes sure that you will never be able to collect. But if there is no contract in the first place, simply a promise, and God's promise at that, you can't break it. God's promise is coming to pass. This is why the fulfillment of God's promise depends entirely on trusting God and his way, and then simply embracing him and what he does. God's promise arrives as pure gift. That's the only way everyone can be sure to get in on it. Those who keep the religious traditions and those who have never heard of them. For Abraham is the father of us all. He is not our Rachel father. That's reading the story backward. He is our faith father. Faith. We call Abraham father not because he got God's attention by living like a saint, but because God made something out of Abraham when he was a nobody. God is making something out of you and I. Isn't that what God is making something out of the little place? Okay, we only have a little bit of time. I got 2 minutes. Out of Abraham when he was a nobody. Isn't that what we've always read in scripture? God saying to Abraham, I set you up as a father of many peoples. Abraham was first named father and then became a father because he dared to trust God and do what only God could do. Raise the dead to life with a word, make something out of nothing. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway, deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do. And so he was made father of a multitude of peoples. God himself said to him, you are going to have a big family, Abraham. Bam. Period. Not shatabos. We're believing God. We're trusting you, God. We're hoping in you, God. We're cleaving to you, God. That's it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for this faith place. We're doing it by faith. We're living by faith. We're walking by faith in Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaberekeka Adonai Bishmeracha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Necha, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha, Beyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.